The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. And most of you know what Friday means. We open the phones a little bit wider on Friday than we normally do. During the week, Jeff, that my phone screener might say, we've moved on. That's off topic. But on Friday, we can basically return to topics that we've talked about before earlier in the week or bring up something completely new. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, California, it's called all kinds of names, the land of fruits and nuts, and, we know that most of California leans very, very far to the left. But then there's Bakersfield, the city council at Bakersfield, California, has overwhelmingly approved the placement of In God We Trust on all of the police and fire vehicles in the city. Now, it's interesting because you know what's going to happen. Well, it's already happened. The ACLU and some other atheist humanist organizations have threatened lawsuits and so forth. They have no problem whatsoever spending money that says In God We Trust. Have you ever heard an atheist say, "I refuse to receive dollar bills or $10 bills. I refuse to receive a $100 bill because it says In God We Trust. I won't receive them. I won't." Of course not. But anyway, after a great deal of controversy, city council on Wednesday of this week approved overwhelmingly a proposal to add In God We Trust decals to both police and fire vehicles. Council member Jackie Sullivan said, "I love the motto. It's meaningful. It's powerful. These words are intended to encourage." Not only is she a city council woman, she started a nonprofit organization called In God We Trust America, and they're going to pay for the decals. The city will not be out even a penny. U.S. Representative Kevin McCarthy, who represents Bakersfield, went on record saying, quote, "Displaying In God We Trust, the official motto of the United States, on Bakersfield Police Department cars is a testament to each officer's commitment to upholding the rule of law and defending the city of Bakersfield and its residents. As expected, lawyers for the American Civil Liberties Union showed up at the city council meeting to oppose the proposal. ACLU lawyer Jordan Wells testified, quote, "Unlike God, police officers are fallible. Their conduct should be scrutinized by the public, and when they overstep their authority, we must insist on accountability." Okay. What does that have to do with "In God We Trust" being placed on police vehicles and fire engines? I don't get it. It's a non sequitur. One council member, Andre Gonzalez, said he is a Christian, but he voted against the decals. He said, quote, "The God I believe is much bigger than a bumper sticker." Well, I agree with that as well. But that doesn't prohibit someone from proclaiming "In God We Trust." And it's kind of a movement. The city of Delano, which is next door to Bakersfield, approved a proposal last month to add "In God We Trust" to their police vehicles. The city of Schaefer, which borders Bakersfield, is expected to vote on a similar proposal later this month. So evidently, even in far-left liberal California, there is a movement of cities putting "In God We Trust" on their police cars and their fire vehicles. Good for them. Good for them. And then Wendy's is in the news for a good reason. We are seeing more and more and more and more companies supporting Planned Parenthood, abortion rights, LGBTQ rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the companies that openly, publicly support Planned Parenthood: Aetna, Clorox, Dutch Bank, Nike, Starbucks, United Airlines, and the list just goes on and on and on. Well, in the midst of all of those companies supporting abortion, Wendy's has once again come out very, very strongly in favor of adoption. Quote, "Wendy's kicked off a new initiative in May called the Cause Cups, which will feature a snap code that allows consumers to donate $5 to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption through a simple and efficient click of their smart device." Wendy's CEO Rita Sorensen said, "At the core is knowing that child. When you give a caseworker time to really work a case, you will find an adoptive family for these children." And so Wendy's Corporation, of course, based right here in Columbus, Ohio, wants the entire nation, in fact, the entire world, to know they support adoption. They are not giving funds to Planned Parenthood. They have chosen to put all of their effort and their dollars behind adoption. Good for them. Makes me want to go buy a Frosty after I buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You know, then you can support both. You know, go get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, some waffle fries, and then go get a Frosty at Wendy's to dip your waffle fries in. Why not? Sounds like a plan to me. Anyway, I commend Wendy's for that. Great. And many of you are very active in speaking out and so forth. It would be great if you would make a call to Wendy's headquarters. Again, they are right here in Columbus. And just thank them for publicly supporting adoption. I think it'd be a good idea. Well, it's also a good idea to take our first break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, a lot of Catholic leaders have received an extreme amount of criticism in the last few years, primarily because of the sexual abuse scandal. And much of that criticism has been well deserved. But here is a Catholic bishop over in Illinois who's got some guts, and he's willing to, he's willing to face some real controversy to uphold Catholic doctrines and his own personal convictions. Here's the headline. Catholic bishop bans lawmakers who voted for abortions up to birth from receiving communion. An Illinois Catholic bishop will not give communion to politicians who voted for a radical pro-abortion bill last week. In a June 2nd decree, Springfield, Illinois Bishop Thomas Papraki instructed priests and deacons in his diocese to refuse communion to any state lawmakers unless they first confess and repent of their sins, according to the Catholic News Agency. Quote, to support legislation that treats babies in the womb like property, allowing for their destruction for any reason at any time is evil, the bishop said. It is my hope and prayer these lawmakers reconcile themselves to the church so they can receive communion. He went on to say that lawmakers' support of this radical pro-abortion bill is inexcusable. Quote, in view of their gravely immoral action to deprive unborn children legal protection against abortion, it must be said that any Catholic legislator who sponsored, promoted, advocated, or voted for these pro-abortion bills has acted in a seriously sinful manner, unfaithful to the 2,000-year-old Christian teaching against abortion, and therefore would place themselves outside of the full communion of the Catholic Church. He went on and said they have obstinately persisted in promoting the abominable crime and very grave sin of abortion. Therefore, they should not receive communion unless they confess and repent of their sins. Good for him. Good for him. The Chicago Tribune reports State House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton are the most powerful, prominent lawmakers who are Catholic and would be affected by the bishop's decision. Now, get this. This is very telling, all right? Let me go back and read this so it'll be in the context. The Chicago Tribune reports State House Speaker, this is Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, and Senate President John Cullerton are the most prominent lawmakers who are Catholic and would be affected by the bishop's decision. In a statement, Madigan said supporting abortion is more important to him than his church, than his faith, than God. He said, quote, after much deliberation and reflection, I made the decision to allow debate and a vote on the legislation. I believe it is more important to protect a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. So in other words, now, think of the ramifications of this. Catholic doctrine states that receiving the Eucharist is a part of your salvation. This is a part of your eternal destiny. Receiving the Eucharist is one of these sacraments. Receiving the Eucharist, according to Catholic doctrine, is receiving Christ. And so here the Speaker of the House in Illinois, who is a Catholic, says supporting abortion, the right to kill an unborn child, is more important to him than receiving Christ. Well, I don't think he should be allowed to receive communion either. Quote, previously, the bishop refused to give communion to U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois because of his pro-abortion voting record, according to an independent report. Wow. The progressive left is becoming more and more radical. Now, you have Nancy Pelosi, one of the best-known Catholics in America, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She is not only willing, she proudly and loudly violates her own church's doctrine, teaching, mandates in order to support the killing of unborn children. I hope that demonstrates to all of us just how incredibly radical these people are becoming and how they truly are becoming the party of death. Religious convictions, their church, the proclamation of their pope, proclamation of their archbishop, the proclamation of their own personal priest, the doctrine of their church, doesn't make any difference. They are so radical in their support of killing unborn babies that in this case, communion, now, I don't believe that the archbishop over Nancy Pelosi has ever threatened to withhold communion from her. I'm not sure who that is, but I wish they would. You know, I wish the pope would issue a mandate. If you're a politician, you support abortion, you will not receive communion. I wish the Pope had that kind of courage. And it certainly would be within the parameters of Catholic doctrine, Catholic Church teaching. It certainly would be. But it illustrates just how important the killing of unborn babies has become to these people. Literally nothing is more important. Think about that. There are those who stand for life. There are those who defend death. Wow. I have a story when we come back. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I got a story about the portion of the United States that is most unchristian, post-Christian, and it's shocking.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.